I can, man. It's been a while. I'm trying to remember. Oh, then we had another type of machine that did Sonys. I think we had 6 Sony machines. And it would insert these Sony cartridges, cassettes, into this thing. I can't remember what that was called. I can't remember the name of that company that made that thing. That was a nightmare. There's stuff going wrong with that all the time. I think our station was a test lab for some of these companies that wanted to try different things to get them on the air real fast or for production and on the air or whatever. I can't remember that. That was almost a walk-in machine. And we went to school with a guy that helped us install it. And then after he left, then we had all kinds of trouble with it.
I can't remember that. I don't think I ever saw one of those machines, but yeah, some of that stuff was pretty big, and that ACR-25 was 2 separate cabinets. So I know what, when you're talking about big stuff, I understand. And the stuff was very heavy. I think the transport cabinet the transport cabinet had to weigh a good 1 ton. And then the control cabinet that had the Tektronix color monitor in it and all the card racks for all the electronics and the servo stuff and power supplies, all that stuff was in the other cabinet. And one time, what a nightmare that was, when I had a failure in the power supply for the time-based director. And I spent 2 whole days working on that without any sleep. And that was